Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
Stop pity the fool.
Living in the 80s.
My name's Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular songs in the USA.
I want my MTV!
Does Theo Huxtable live here?
Just say no.
Hello.
Face it, you're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
Woo!
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron!
Hey, where's the beat?
I'm a very lucky woman.
So am I.
Live from Members Only Studio, welcome to Living in the 80s, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything having to do with the 1980s.
Best that we remember!
Wow, we've got the energy tonight. Welcome. I've got with me here a longtime friend. We have been friends for several years. And you know how, like on the podcast every week, I'll drop the little ad. And I'll say, we're heard on Roundtown Radio and Star 107.9. And I've got Mr. Roundtown Radio here, Travis Young, also known as Flounder.
And that name right there is to protect the innocent.
Little background here. Travis has a few internet radio stations. He was one of the on-air personalities at Star 107.9 here in Columbus, Ohio, and they were the first 80s-only radio station in the United States once the 80s were done. Am I describing that right?
That is correct.
So what we're going to do is I want to go through a series of questions. I want to ask him some information on how he got into radio and what he's doing and all this other stuff. So just kind of hang with us here a little bit. We are going to have a great interview, I'm sure. And we're going to pick his brain on what music he likes, too. So that's going to be a lot of fun. First of all, when did you first realize you wanted to get into radio?
Oh, boy. I would say this is to the 92X FM days.
Oh, boy. That goes back to the 80s.
Anywhere. Oh, 85, 86, maybe 87, somewhere in there. I used to listen to a legend in Columbus, Stereo Quad Susie Wadd, especially every Friday night. I said, I want her job. I want to do the exact same thing that she's doing. And then, well, I even portrayed being the 92X money man in school. So one day it actually landed really good. I got me a full-time job with Star 107.9, which was an FM station at the time. I started off as morning show stunt guy.
I remember that.
They kept asking, okay, we need somebody gutsy enough. And I mean, I peeked my head right in the studio and said, I am your guy. I said, anybody that would just stick their head in live on the air like that, that's got to be the guy to do the job.
Tell us about some of your stunts you did.
Well, actually, my first stunt was I was on Polaris Parkway holding a sign up. If you love Star 107.9, a honk your horn out of traffic. And the program director at the time, Jason Roberts, loved that guy. He's the one that got Flounder's foot in the door. He kept on saying, so much energy. He said, what do you know about 80s music? I said, anything and everything. I said, I lived it. I grew up in the 80s. I said, what do you want to know? And everybody just looked at me like, what do you want to know? So I told him my knowledge of music. And he said, now you put that with the energy that I brought. And he said, hey, would you like to be on the morning show as their stunt guy, official stunt guy? I said, oh, absolutely. So the first official stunt for Flounder was first day of school. They sent me in the Ohio State's freshman dorms, you know, the big tall buildings.
Oh yeah, the towers.
Right beside the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Not to disclose, but you know, and hopefully it's been so many years, I will not be pursued by law enforcement because I walked through the front door without a hall monitor, which is what you were supposed to do about what they see in the college dorms and to protect all college students. Well, they're probably grown and families by now, but everything that you heard is probably true, but once again, you put in a lot of good 80s music. You put some cold pizzas and pop is what I had to give out to the students on their first day. So all in all, good morning show stunt. Good first stunt.
So you showed up at the dorms, brought a bunch of pizza and pop, and just let them have at it.
I showed up unannounced. That was the thing about it.
That's the key.
Oh, and they kept saying they had confidence. Flounder can do it. Flounder can do it. Okay, I said, and then I just kept thinking to myself, what did I get myself into? Did a lot of stunts. See, somebody had to pick up Flounder when he ran out of gas for Columbus Crew tickets. I did Groundhog Day, an official Groundhog Day. I came out of a manhole right up north of Campus View Boulevard. Another DJ at Star, his name is Chuck Baker. We orchestrated that morning show stunt, and whoever was there, well, I'll check and see if he saw his shadow. And I got on the microphone on the morning show and said, now, how in the world am I going to check and see if I see my shadow when it's pitch black outside? So, but once again, the morning show stunt turned out great. There was so many of them, so many people I've met. And then, one day, Jason Roberts said, it's time for Flounder to go on the air. You're ready. It's time for you to bring your personality to radio.
Mm-hmm.
My first thing to get used to the computer was a board operator. So, well, lo and behold, first day as a board operator, computer froze up.
So, oh, boy.
Needless to say, we was getting off on the wrong foot. But, a couple of mistakes that actually turned out not to be my fault. So Flounder had a mulligan, which turned out to be great. I used, what I knew about music, and this is between you and me, I felt like I had to go to the bathroom. That was the most riveting moment in my entire life. Now, I mean, especially with mobile DJ service, with internet radio, every time you crack the mic, say, where did I come from? And it's been 30 years. Since I've been in radio.
Oh, wow. That's great. Back in the 90s. So when did Star 107.9 launch?
Star 107.9 or Star 107.9 launched in May of 1998. They had what they called the rotating wheel of formats leading up to that.
Okay.
And the very first song that they aired. Can you remember?
I don't.
Huey Lewis and the News, The Heart of Rock and Roll was the first song that they played on the air.
Oh, that's great. You got to think now, it's 1998, and, we're 8 years removed from the end of 1989. This radio station launches playing only 80s music. So all the people like me in this area just went nuts. Like, we've got our music back. Because this is the days before, you can maybe get on
Napster
or Frostwire or LimeWire or something and download music, but there was no radio station that was doing this stuff. So it was exciting for us. What was the environment like around the station when you got there?
It's kind of like, when the doctor goes out of his laboratory, he's, a normal person. Once he goes inside the laboratory, he's transformed to somebody else. Except in the studios of Star, my Dr. Johnny Fever came from within.
I love that show.
He's my mentor.
Your inspiration, your idol.
Oh, yeah. You mix his personality with stereo quads. Wow.
During your time there, did you like any special promotions or great concerts you got to see?
Oh, Bon Jovi, Poison, Prince.
Oh, you're kidding.
B-52s. Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. We even did a Jimmy Buffett trip.
Oh, boy.
The ones that, even on a bucket list, I never thought that I would get to see in concert. I got to see them. It was awesome. I was just in awe.
So what was your favorite concert that you saw?
Favorite concert? I'd have to say all of them, but if I would pick one that wing, I would say Bon Jovi concert would be one of my favorite ones.
A lot of energy at a Bon Jovi concert. I've seen him a couple of times. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ton of energy.
What is your funniest memory from your days at Star 107.9?
See, let's turn back the clock. If I had a DeLorean, I'd hit 88 miles an hour and put a pin in this one. a lot of memories. A lot of funny memories. I would say the biggest one would be, the first morning show stunt would be one of the the best one. Friday Night 80s, I had the honor of DJing a live Friday Night 80s shift on FM radio. That was on my bucket list as well. I got calls from the Waterman. We called him the Waterman. Mm-hmm. And me and him, I can't remember what we was talking about, but it ended up being one of the most talked about segments that the radio station had remembered for a while. I mean, it was just like, okay, we're not putting no radio talk in this. We're saying Flounder and Waterman's taking over the airwaves for a little bit. Huh. And they're throwing some 80s music in there. So, nuts. You know, Jason, I love Jason. And he let us, be us. That's why the station, in my opinion, did as great as it did.
Little like WKRP, you had Johnny Fever, Venus Flytrap, Les Nessman. Everybody, you brought a lot of different personalities.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Fast forward to specifically about the radio industry. To you, what is the biggest difference between radio back in those days and what we hear on the radio today? Other than the music is crappy now.
Well, the music, you figure now with, and we're talking corporate here. If anybody from iHeartRadio is listening, please don't take my words to heart. No pun intended. Do a radio station, especially with a niche, especially with a listenership. You've got to have more than about 100 songs in your rotating library.
Yes.
Too much repetition.
Mm-hmm.
DJs are not... And once again, this is not fingering out any DJ on the air or anything like that. I have the utmost respect for them. They're not connected with people very much like right. they used to be. You know, with are pretty much always automated. Even if a DJ gets on there now, it's okay. I'm in here to do my shift and I'm out, regardless of what else is going on. It's missing the passion that it used to have.
Yeah. You know, I've had interviews a few months ago with Chris Adams down in Cincinnati and with Mark Dancer, who is a DJ here in Columbus, and they kind of echoed the same thing.
Yes.
Like, everything's very corporate now. You know, you're not getting live DJs on the air. You know, there's no call in, you know, give us a request. Everything's very polished. And like you said, I'm not a fan of the 100 songs. They should expand that to about 3,000 songs. To me, like, there was good music in the 80s. You shouldn't have to listen to the same song twice in a month.
Exactly. And you know what? It's taken all of the passion and power from the ones that make the stations what they are and what they were. It's the listeners that do it. It's not your sponsor. Now, don't get me wrong. Sponsors help out a great deal.
Yeah.
Great deal. But, you know, it's the listeners. It's the ones that said, hey, I would love to hear this song. They have good ideas. It just seems like that corporate Radio America has, taken their voice away.
It's kind of like they try to tell us what they want us to hear versus,
right.
you know, what we actually want to hear. They're not a fan of it.
Well, radio is looking at the almighty dollar is what they're looking at. That's it.
I'm with you. It's disheartening. Because we, you know, those of us that grew up on radio, those of us that sat by and listened to Casey Kasem doing the countdown, or Susie Watt on Friday nights, or Mark Dancer doing his Friday Night 80s, all of the different personalities. I remember Patton Wags and John and Wags on QFM. There's so many people just locally here that really helped. We felt like they were friends, and then, you know, there's no friends anymore on the radio. It's all about the dollar. But
no, there's not.
Yeah, I digress. But I tell you what, we're going to take a brief time out and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about these projects you're into today, which are super exciting. And how does living in the 80s tie into all of that? Well, you know what? We'll talk about that in just a minute. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Shall we play a game?
Hi, I'm Joel McLaughlin, the most excellent host of Living in the Retro Arcade. If you're into video games from the 70s to current day, this is the show for you. We'll talk about technical aspects of the games as well as memories, the best that we can remember them. That's Living in the Retro Arcade, available on all popular podcast platforms.
Welcome back to Living in the 80s. I'm here
with
Travis Young, otherwise known as Flounder. And we were talking about his... He's a little excited. Do you have any Starbucks today by chance?
Try four.
Yeah, I believe it. If you guys ever get a chance to meet him, he's very high energy. What we're going to do now is, like I said, we're going to talk about what he's doing now with Roundtown Radio. And Star 107.9 still is an internet radio station. And we'll talk about how all that works. So, Travis, first of all, how did you come up with the idea of, you know, getting into an internet radio station? Like, how did an internet radio station kind of come onto your radar, so to speak?
Well, this goes all the way back also to star1079.com.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to see the website one day, and you can ask my wife. I about jumped out of my house. I said, hey, I said, Star's back on the air. And she said, what do you mean? I said, no, I said, it's right here. And then I happened to click on an email. It says, contact this guy. So I contacted who is the program director of star1079.com. Once again, his name is Vince Riley. We call him Geronimo. Once again, named to protect the innocent. We happened to meet up, and the first thing that I said, I said, Flounder wants to go back on the air. I have so much love to give. And I said, this is it. You've got the station back on the air. And I said, by the way, I said, how did you do it? Is it an FM signal? Or he said, no, it is not an FM. Matter of fact, it's streaming live on the internet. He said, it's internet radio. And I said, all right. I said, I'd love a studio or a building. He said, no, what you can do, and this is the first time that I heard this terminology. He said, you can voice track your shows. So I said, oh, I said, exciting. The first show that I did, I still have the CDs from the show. 2006 is when I did my first act back on Star.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of the technology and everything that we have nowadays, and with his playlist, I studied his playlist. And I said, now, are there any certain rules that you have to go by with internet radio as far as how many songs you need in your playlist? He said, with internet radio, there are no rules. And then the wheels just started turning. And I said, okay, I'm back. And then why can't we create another station, maybe to serve a local community that throws the book out the window instead of 100 songs with very little selection to choose from? Why not just play everything? Well, Roundtown Radio was then starting in the conception stages. I studied radio stations around Central Ohio, putting ideas together. I said, if everybody's going to have a radio station that's going to fit the niche, why not play everything? Play everything the listener wants to hear. Gauge it towards a community. I gauged it towards the community of Circleville. And literally counting, I think I counted like last week, my rotating music library consists of about 14,000 tunes. So oh, wow. By the time another song gets back to repeating itself, it's just like, okay, it's a brand new song. It has that feeling. It has what's the station going to play next? It gauges the listener. We get emails. We get hits on Messenger. And we listen to every one of them. We talk to every one of them. We take a mobile DJ service out. We just set it out. The events. People come up. Talk to us. I said, this is how radio is supposed to be. And I said, and it has stopped doing all of this. And I said, internet radio brought that back, especially people that have a passion for radio that loves it. You know, we have sponsors, yes, on the station, but it's not about the Benjamins. This is about, okay, the listeners. So you can figure the 3,000 bosses every day that gives suggestions, gives music suggestions. Life, music, and radio is good again.
So good to hear that. And so tell the listeners, like, one thing we always talk about on our station is, you know, this is episode 153, I believe. You can hear Living in the 80s on Roundtown Radio. So
that's right.
What time would someone tune in to hear us on there?
Friday mornings. Friday, the day of all days, the day we play, 7 a.m. And actually, yes, there are early birds that try to get the worm on Friday. We're living in, they want the podcast. They want the 80s podcast. They want the man. They want the myth, the legend.
Oh, that's great. So about how many people are listening at that time of day?
Last Friday, 3,216.
Wow.
I think is what for, and you know what? Podcasts, and not to toot a horn here, but yes, I'm going to toot a horn here. A lot of podcasts really don't get a lot of listenership gauged at mm-hmm. that one time with mm-hmm. podcasts being on demand, and you can listen right. to it at any time. But this is live on the radio, internet radio. We have a morning show once every Friday that mm-hmm. gauges 3,000 to 4,000 listeners. Everybody, I mean, they record everything from their own homes. It's, yeah. we have, well, yeah, literally mobile DJs, but it all works out. We have a show for Asheville, Ohio for content. We have an auction show, the Tradio show. That show's phenomenal. And they all get a ton of listeners. It's the local content. It's people that said, okay, just like me, I had the umption to get in radio back then. Okay, now here's my chance. Now everybody else is listening. Now here's their chance to do it. They're doing it all for the greater good. Do a little good in the neighborhood.
There you go. I love it. I love it. And it's so refreshing to see people that have a love and passion for good radio to actually be doing it and presenting content to the rest of us. And it's that actually love radio too. So it's just, everybody wins. So if you guys have not checked it out, roundtownradio.com.
Roundtownradio.com, roundtownradio.net. They all connect together.
Right.
Yeah. Check it out. You get this guy on every Friday morning. So yeah,
there you go.
That would be one of the reasons to definitely check it out.
Yes. If you miss us on the podcast, you want to hear us on the radio for kind of a different little bit of a feel. Oh, it's my guys. Check us out on Roundtown Radio Fridays at 7 a.m. So I have to put that as part of my promo from now on. Okay, so now, because you're a fan of 80s music, Travis, we're going to quiz you a little bit. Because DJs traditionally, like back in the day, you kind of, you know, you've got a playlist you're supposed to go off of. You've got different songs you're allowed to play at different times. I know now that you can do whatever you want to. But back in the day, you're very restricted. So if I'm talking yes. to Flounder, to Travis, we need to know the pinnacle. What is your favorite song from the 80s?
Ooh, favorite song from the all of them.
All of them. I always tell people to ask me this question. I'll give an answer. I'll say, ask me in 5 minutes. I'll have a different one. But for right now, it's this.
And this has been a tie between these two songs.
Well, you can give me both of them. It's
definitely.
Okay.
Don't You Forget About Me. Simple Minds.
Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me.
Yes, that's definitely one of my favorite songs. And then, actually, it was one of the most creative videos on MTV. Wang Chung, Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Yeah, it is a great, that stop still motion kind of thing going on. I love it. What is your favorite 80s album?
Let's see, and then this is a tie. See, the 1984 by Van Halen. Or let's go Slippery When Wet by Bon Jovi.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
You're doing pretty good so far. Okay, favorite 80s artist.
Michael Jackson.
Tonight, he's in love.
He pretty much ruled the 80s. What is the worst song? There are some duds. What are the worst song of the 80s, the one that annoyed you the most?
I would say, and it's a great song, don't get me wrong, Mexican Radio, A Wall of Voodoo.
That annoys you. I like that song.
That song, it's just, I don't know. There's just something that it's like, okay, this song's great, but it's like, it's running fingers across a chalkboard. But it's, like I said, it's one of the greatest one hit wonders of all time.
It is. When Stan Ridgway's face comes out from that can of beans in the video, it's just like, who thought of that? I wish I would. That's great. All right, so what is the most overplayed 80s song?
Dead or Alive, Bon Jovi. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm
wanted dead or alive. Yeah, that did get played a lot. It's a great tune, but yeah, it was played a lot.
Yes.
Here's one that's going to test your mettle. 80s guilty pleasure song. Now, this is a song you're hanging around with the guys. You know, you're being cool. And this song comes on. You go like, I love that song. And they'll either beat you up or laugh at you. What song's that going to be?
Just a Gigolo, David Lee Roth. Not
just a gigolo. And everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Pay for every dance, selling each romance.
Speaking of funny videos, that's a good one. Okay, your last one here, your 80s hidden gem. So this is a song that most people probably haven't heard that you would like to say, you know what, you want to hear a great 80s song that you probably haven't heard? It's this one. What's that going to be?
I would say Donny Iris. Oh, let's see. Definitely Aaliyah would be one of the ones that, yeah. It would hit to all points of pleasure when you're listening to 80s music. It's got the beat, it's got rhythm, it's got
great power chord.
Everything. It's an attention getter.
So when I had Mark Dancer on here a few months ago, he's from Pittsburgh where Donny Iris is from, and we were talking about, you know, here's an artist you really want to check out. And that's who he brought up. That's who he brought up.
Yes.
So is there a different artist, an artist's work of a band that people may not really necessarily think of that you would say, listen to this artist? Would it still be Donny Iris? Is there somebody else that you would like to say, yeah, listen to this band because they're really great?
Robert Plant, hands down. Let's talk about love.
Robert Plant's solo career was amazing. Well, that's the end of the questioning, man. I appreciate you joining us today. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Yeah, I love what you're doing. There you go. I love what you're doing with Round Town Radio. I know we've talked about getting together and doing a podcast forever, but we finally got to get it done. So I do appreciate you and all you do out there. And I'm looking forward to seeing what ventures you have in the future, because I know your mind's racing. I know you're going to come up with something good. So I do appreciate you. And you know what? We are going to close out with Robert Plant and White, Clean and Neat. Enjoy. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Keep your feet in the ground, but keep reaching for the stars.